A dispute between clammers, wormers, and seaweed harvesters with Acadia National Park seems to be headed for a resolution in Congress. A congressional subcommittee heard testimony today on a bill co-sponsored by Democrat Shelley Pingree and Republican Bruce Poliquin that would allow most of them to continue to make a living in the intertidal zone near the park's boundary. As A.J. Higgins reports, the bill also requires Acadia to follow specific guidelines when adding new acreage to the park.
Like the identical Senate version offered by Maine Senators Susan Collins and Angus King, the bill sponsored by Poliquin and Pingree emerged more than a year after Acadia National Park added just over 1,440 acres to the park's Schoodick District near Goolsboro and Winter Harbor. The park's acquisition of what is now the Schoodick Woods Campground angered some local residents who argued that the process for expanding the park's boundary line had been ignored. It's a process that was mandated by Congress more than 30 years ago. And California Congressman Tom McClintock, chair of the Federal Lands Subcommittee, says it should have been followed.
Mr. Woodcock, the 1986 Acadia Boundary Act obviously was meant to provide assurances to local residents and municipalities that Acadia National Park would have a permanent boundary. Obviously, it's very unfortunate what happened in 2014 and 2015.
Mr. Woodcock is Timothy Woodcock, a Bangor attorney with expertise in intertidal access, who was invited by Congressman Poliquin to testify at the hearing. McClintock asked Woodcock for assurances that the House bill would close all loopholes in the park's land acquisition process established by Congress. It also makes clear that the land donated at Schoodick will be formally included as part of Acadia.
I should make it clear, the 1986 Act did include that the secretary could accept lands by donation, and that does remain in effect. The other thing it does is it retroactively ratifies the acquisition of Schoodick Woods so that any jurisdictional questions that might arise over whether that was a proper taking or not will be obviated if this is enacted into law.
Another section of the bill ensures continued access for clammers and worm diggers who were told by park officials that they could not harvest marine resources within the park's intertidal zone, a response that struck a nerve with Congressman Poliquin.
A short time ago, some of the folks in the National Park Service approached some of our wormers and said, turn over your bucket. And some of our clammers were issued summonses because they were working the flats around Acadia National Park. I will tell you is that the people of Maine, Mr. Chairman, not the federal government, the people of Maine own the intertidal area between high and low water mark. And we've been working those flats for years, for 300 years to be exact.
A congressional spokesman said Poliquin will ask the House Natural Resources Committee to move the Acadia bill by the end of the year, possibly as soon as next month. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.